no one but me can find. Some Choctaw belted in the hillside, stone by stone in a simpler time. It's a holy place, my daddy showed me, back before this land of mine, on the blue side of the mountain, where the sun don't ever shine. So deep and dark, like the hurting down in my heart, maybe something they'll show me some kind of sign. On the blue side of the mountain, where the
All right, dude, why don't you handle this next segment?
We're going to play The Mountain by Levon Helm, arguably one of the two or three greatest hillbillies or rednecks of all time.
Why don't I know him?
You know the band, right?
Yeah.
Well, Levon Helm, in this Southerner's opinion, was the band.
Okay.
One of the biggest controversies surrounding the band was over ownership of rights of the songs, and the reason they broke up is that Levon and Robbie Robinson could not agree on how much credit the band should get for royalties. Mm-hmm. But Levon's voice, to me, is the band. He didn't sing all the songs, but he sang every song you remember.
So is he traditionally placed in country music?
No, I wouldn't say traditionally. It depends. His later career, a lot of people would place that in country, so it's like kind of country southern rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, the band was a rock band. They were, people don't know, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, and they made a lot of songs. But if you listen to those lyrics, they are very traditional. It's wild that The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down isn't considered a country song when it's so thematically country. Levon's from Arkansas. The rest of the band was from New York and Canada.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, actually. All right, here's The Mountain by Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine off.
rose up in the morning before it was daylight to go down in that dark hole and come back up at night. I was born on this mountain, this mountain.
Drew, we are playing a lot of bluegrass. I don't think that's a coincidence because there's a lot of connection between bluegrass and mountain music. And to be fair, if we're going to say that this is an episode about mountain music, it would probably be unfair to leave out bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're not a bluegrass fan, you're probably not going to like it. But I don't know that you get more classic or traditional music from the country, mountain music, than bluegrass.
If you're not a bluegrass fan, you're not going to like it because there's a riff in here that you're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I've heard a million times. I think that while Foggy Mountain Breakdown might not be something everybody recognizes as a phrase, I think everybody recognizes the lick in this song.
Yeah, this is a song. If you know one bluegrass song, you know.
Other than Rocky Top.
Right. All right. Here's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we still have a number of songs coming up. Songs by Obella Reed, Vince Gill, Coulter Wall, and a few others. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Obella Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass, it was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met, it's real good at the banjo, he's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains. So also, I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Thank you.
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because
there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
This is 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Love. got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Trying to make a dime, hard to make a living, while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give up, need a peg of 9 to 5, but that's all right. I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get juiced on. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. Oh, we ride.
Afraid of dying, it's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea, don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my head start burning memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin, just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Home for country favorites. 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Your daddy had a lake house. He had me painted that summer, sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rolled in a little red Honda and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, a little pack sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing'll ever be easy as you and me, tangled up and nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Till the day turned into night and took turns with a jar. Turned that boat dock into a bar. And then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew that that was our summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all into me. Nothing'll ever be easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing'll ever be easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Yeah. We set July on fire. Yeah, girl, you and I were sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. it's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, but I still dream about that. Rocky top. Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
All right, well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because, frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, You can sing country music.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Colter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounty, Stanley to town, he's drunker down and out. He's, I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable do monsters shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur, slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Woolly times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy this song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past. But there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Clito. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry.
One, two, three. Mount
mountain, mountain, it's good to see your face. Mighty wonder high above the plains.